Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, it's us again. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, October 14th.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you know who we are by choosing this show. Although yesterday you may have missed the first 15 minutes and you'll never hear them again. Neither will we. Because I screwed up the equipment here.
Classic.
So we were talking to ourselves for 15 minutes.
That's all right.
But nevertheless, we had a good interview yesterday, and that is there, so you guys can check it out.
Oh, yeah.
And if you listened to yesterday's show and wondered why it started in the middle, then you're listening to today and you know. And today also, I'm going to have to leave for about 2-3 minutes during the show. So Tori's going to carry the show.
Uh-oh.
And hopefully you get some piece of opinion or something there that you can give. I'm sure you got plenty.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
I know you're enjoying it being warm here, but I feel it's very warm, don't you think?
I love it.
Really?
Yes.
And you got a sweater on and everything.
Yeah, I need a venison carcass and I'm all good.
So you don't like winter? You don't like the cold?
I like the idea of it, but then I don't really. I run very, very cold, always cold.
Really?
So sometimes I just sit in front of a heater like a cat.
Yeah, well, it's fun to be in front of the heater under the blanket.
Oof.
You know,
I run cold.
I realize it's harder for me to get up because I like the warmth under the blanket than because I'm still tired.
Getting up is the worst.
I know. I mean, I managed to get 9 hours of sleep last night.
Wow.
Which is amazing for me. Usually I sleep half that.
Wow.
So I feel refreshed and everything.
There you go.
Ready to welcome the weekend, I guess.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah. So how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah? Anything new going on? Are you going to perform anytime soon?
I don't have any performance. I'm going home to D.C. to visit my papa for his 70th
birthday. That's true. When are you leaving?
Wednesday. Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's going to be fun. He's trying to decide between like a party and just keeping it real mellow. And I think we're going more mellow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You should go wild. I mean, it's 70.
He doesn't. I wanted to. And he was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Then just surprise him with a big
party. No, he wouldn't like it. But I am trying to figure out what to get him. And I'm like, this man has everything. What do you get him that's special enough for 70? Like, here's a sweater from Nordstrom.
Right. I know. It's hard to get gifts, you know.
No.
It really is. And I think it's lame to give a gift card or something.
Especially
to someone who has money, you know.
Yeah. Like, what do you do? And here's an Amazon
$15. Yeah, right. Buy yourself something.
I don't know what to get him. And then I'm like, do I get him? I almost thought about getting a picture of myself. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, what a great picture.
That's the most egotistical thing I could have ever done.
That's what kids do.
That's
what
kids do. I'm like, Tori, back it off a little. So I'm trying to think. If anyone has an idea, email me, tshulman@gmail.com.
Yeah, there you go. You
please.
Know, I mean, the thing is, give
or tweet
some advice
me.
As
right.
a gift.
I am Tori Shulman. Please tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I'm lost.
Just go. Maybe Google gift ideas.
I did. You don't think I've done that? Yeah. What do I get? A beer keg with his initials put into it.
Oh, wow.
A tie rack, a razor. That's it. Those are the only gifts for men.
Do they eat meat and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so get them like they have those things where they send you like meat every week, every
month. Yeah, I could do that. But then I'm like, what did you get your dad for your 70th? Meat.
Yeah, a lot of steaks and things like that.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
No, okay.
All
that's
right.
an option.
Yeah.
That's an option. I'm going to try that.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to bail out for a moment. Can you, do you have something to talk about, Tori?
Sure.
What's there to talk about?
We're going to talk about the Michelle Obama speech.
Oh, that's good. Yes. That's a good idea. Okay.
Yes.
So, guys, bear with Tori. I'm coming. Okay?
They're all like, woohoo! So, guys, I just wanted to talk about the Michelle Obama speech. Whether or not you're Democratic or Republican, it was one of those speeches that's going to go down in history. Similar to, like, the Martin Luther King letter from a Birmingham jail, which I did study for literature. It was really what some people are calling the best speech of the entire campaign. So, if you have a chance, go back. She basically spoke about those moments as a woman, and if there's any women here listening, I think we all have had that moment where the boss gets a little too close, or you have to worry about being, you know, going to the parking lot or putting a key between your hands for protection. And she said this should not be raised in a presidential election, and she said it has shaken her to the core and it hurt her more than she had predicted. And you could really see that. I mean, she was almost in tears. And what was so interesting to me was it was almost like a preacher to doing a sermon. Because if you watch it, it's a lot of call and repeat. And at some points, people are like, "Preach it, girl. Yeah, girl." And I was like, oh, this is she. If anyone wanted to run and Michelle Obama decided to run, she would kick your ass. I swear to God, she was such a good speaker. And I think, to be honest, I wondered, why can't Hillary give a speech like that? Like, why can't it connect, right? And we all know, maybe because Hillary seems a bit like a robot. And I get that. She's not the most likable human being on earth. And she talks in a very, like, a nasally, shouty warning sound, so it's not like the easiest to listen to. I also sound nasally, so I'm being really hypocritical. But I think, and I talked to my husband about it, and here's what he said, she has Bill Clinton baggage, so it's really hard to have to say, "I feel so bad about this election and where it's come to women," when she supported her husband for so long. So they used Michelle Obama in the best way possible, and cheers to her. Yay!
That's awesome, man.
You heard nothing.
No, I did, actually. I heard a couple things. Okay, good. Because I wanted to see that we're playing on the air.
Oh, there you go. So just YouTube it. It's going to go down in history. Mark my words. It's the cover of the New York Times. I didn't expect it to be so personal, and it was, and it really resonated with women from every group. And it resonated with mothers. She talks about you don't want to have your kids listening to these words on TV that we're hearing. So it was great.
Yeah,
I think the speech we needed.
She was the biggest weapon, I feel.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God.
I mean, she definitely took over all the women.
Oh, my God. I said, if you wanted to run and you're a woman and Michelle Obama decides to run, you're out. I mean, she can win anything.
Right.
She's wonderful. But she doesn't
she probably
like would have
won even with men.
Oh, my,
you know,
oh my God. But she doesn't like politics. She doesn't like it.
Yeah.
She's excited to get out of it.
Yeah, I guess so,
which sucks for us, but... I mean, but she's just so strong. She's such a good speaker. She and her husband are just such good speakers.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And she kicked ass.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There you go, you know. So, I mean, Trump is gone, man. I mean, they're saying now that he's running out of ways to win.
Yeah,
and
is fundraisers are asking for their money back?
Really?
Never a good sign.
Wow.
Yeah.
No. You know, I mean, they're showing the states and stuff, the way they're set up, and there's a lot of solid Republican states here. But
Utah, Arizona, and Georgia might go blue.
Right.
Which
exactly.
is crazy.
Isn't it crazy?
Arizona, Utah, and Georgia.
Yeah.
Utah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, man.
But they're Mormon. They don't like this type of talk.
I know, but they're saying that Hillary and Trump are head-to-head there.
Yeah, they're thinking. You know? It's crazy that they're head-to-head in Utah. That is a burnt red state.
Right, so he should be leading.
Oh,
but,
my God.
Yeah. You know, I mean, by the time we're done with this campaign, there's nothing that Donald Trump is going to have
left.
I
was wondering, what is he going to do? And I think a lot of people assume he's going to start a TV network called Trump Network and do a lot of alt-right. I have a whole media empire about it. He has the audience.
Yeah.
So that's what people assume he's going to do after this, is create Trump Network and do a whole thing on like the alternative right.
You mean like if he loses?
Yeah, that's the next step.
Okay.
He's basically trying to do that now. Like he's kind of setting himself up for making a Trump channels, Trump radio stations, Trump TV.
Good. That's where he belongs. You know,
yeah.
He doesn't belong here. I mean, there's so many people complaining about him. It's unbelievable, you know?
Yeah, no, yeah. It's not good. I mean, Ken Bone even, with a red sweater, the guy that stood up and became famous in the debate, he's like, he was even like, "I can't let this man run the presidency." He's still undecided. Get your shit together, Ken Bone, and make a decision. But it's not. No one likes him. I don't think anyone. No one thinks this person is a good person, including his vice president. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Perhaps some Republicans, you know, but I think they're closing their eyes, you know.
Yeah. I don't know who would say this is a good man anymore.
Well, I see a lot of them on Facebook, but it's like, to me, it's like...
maybe you're right.
Yeah, it's like, you know, nobody's listening.
Yeah, he said about the women that smeared him, about the People writer, the editor that said he stuck his tongue down her throat. In a speech, he said, "Just look at her. I would never do that."
Really? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Wow. He keeps digging his hole deeper and deeper, you know?
What a huge schmuck.
Right.
Yeah.
And now there's the next contestant of a pageant that he, you know, where she said Trump inspected each woman before the pageant.
It's disgusting.
Right. But you know what? I mean, this is like, okay, this is not like a big deal. I mean, the thing is this, look, you come into a pageant, you are going to be checked out by everybody, you know, and he's running the pageant. isn't. He wants to see what's going on. He's the CEO.
Yeah, and he said on Stern, he's like, I got to get away with a lot of things, like walking in on 14 and 15-year-olds, and they were in mid-dress.
Wow.
So that's not cool.
That's bad. That's bad.
I know. You keep trying to make it okay, and then I'm like, I know.
Like you keep bringing new things that I don't know about.
It's just, it doesn't get better.
No, it doesn't, you know, and I'm trying to find, like, you know,
anything.
Places where people are not really,
right.
They're just ganging up on him and stuff, and, well, it seems like it, but you know what, at the same time.
He deserves it.
Yeah. But here's a ex-contestant that said Trump was nowhere near our dressing room. Hmm. So, you know, it's all allegations, and we got to remember that.
Yeah.
But you definitely don't want this kind of attention when you run into
president. No, and you just, and what's interesting is like Cosby, even though there's no, like, direct proof, even though we have him on Howard Stern saying he gets away with stuff like this and the Access Hollywood tapes, he does have a pattern. You see a pattern of predatorial behavior. So it's not like one woman is like, this guy did it. And you're like, well, there's no proof of that. You know, this is like on and on and on throughout decades. And he's been on air saying it. So you just see a pattern that's worrisome. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, all it says is that he's very sexist, but it's going to lose him a lot of women, you know, and probably men too, you know, because...
I don't think my father, I don't think my husband would want anyone representing their country speaking like that.
Right, exactly.
No.
Exactly. And he's got so many haters and
he should.
You know. So
he's
how
a predator.
Is he gonna,
Donald Trump Jr. said in 2013, he said, if women can't handle sexual harassment in the office, then they shouldn't be working.
Mm. Yeah, I remember that
dumbass.
One. Is that stupid or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think he's gonna go down saying it was rigged. That's the way he'll do it.
Can you imagine being like a woman in his campaign? In his, I mean, that would be like crazy, you know?
No,
like
a former executive came forward yesterday and said, we never knew when he was telling the truth or lying. We could never tell. Mm. And he made every single female uncomfortable.
Yeah, right?
So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, people always made fun of Donald Trump anyway, even before he ran for president.
Yeah, but he wasn't, like, dangerous.
No,
you know what I mean?
Wasn't.
He was just kind of a mockingly celebrity you take a little joke at. But he's, like... Right. Oddly predatorial and I mean, he's just dangerous to me. He seems real creepy.
Mm. Yeah. I just, you know, even if you like him, the point is that he's not going to be able to govern because nobody likes him. Nobody's going to work with him.
Even
foreign leaders. I mean, my God, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that doesn't make Hillary any better for me. I mean, there's just so much corruption that's been unveiled. And I've done some reading and stuff, but, you know... I don't want to get into her too much. I mean, I think everything has been said already, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people talk about it so much and stuff. Facebook is all political now.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no entertainment value to anything anymore.
Well, I think this is our entertainment, which is so sad, isn't
it? Right?
This is our circus. It's like the pop culture has turned into a reality show reunion, and we're like, can't wait to see what happens.
I know. It's like I can't believe that I'm still... I just closed another story that I shouldn't have closed, but I realized that I have a few stories here on Donald Trump, and that's pretty bad, you know? I mean, we got to stop talking about this stuff all the time.
Well, he's trying to be president. Can. I think you should talk about it.
I know. It just it gets repetitive and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just would like to see what happens when he loses.
No, I can't wait for the election to be over. Are you kidding me?
He's gonna blame everybody.
Oh, it'll be rigged.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Like his microphone. But to be honest, I have so much anxiety about the election. I think so does the country. We all can't wait for this flipping thing to be over.
Right.
Just get it over with so I don't have to deal with this stress anymore.
I know. It is a lot of stress.
God.
Yeah. Well, you're saying that because you know you're going to win. So
no,
you
just want
relief.
I'm still like cringing for each new day of what I go to HuffPo, I go to these New York Times, and I'm like, what else happened? Like, it's really cringeworthy.
It is.
We look ridiculous to the global community. It's embarrassing.
Right. Yeah, but we got to stop worrying so much about the global community. I mean, the thing is, we got to worry about us too, you know, and that's one of the things that I have against Obama is that he seems to care more about other people than he does about Americans. And that's just my opinion.
Okay.
You know, I've seen that, you know, and yeah.
Okay.
But Obama to me is almost passed, so.
Yeah, he's got less than 100 days.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss it.
I know you're going to miss
it. You know what he just...
You had eight freaking days. That's not enough for you?
No. I would have that first family for the rest of my life. He just lifted the ban on Cuban rum cigars. I'm like, can this guy get any better? So now it's legal to buy Cuban cigars. It happened yesterday, people.
Well,
Round of applause. I don't even take cigars.
I know. Who cares about cigars?
That's a big deal to some people. That's a nice thing.
Yeah, no, Cuban cigars, I know.
You just lifted
but
it.
Maybe they won't be a special anymore because now everybody can have
them. We also allowed like military dogs to come home to their family. Just little shit like this that you're like, oh, yes. Having like changing rooms for dads now so they can take their kid in and do the diaper. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, baby changing
rooms. Yeah, that's so smart.
Yeah. I know, I know. It's like hard to argue with all these
things.
Yeah,
right? It's like common sense and like decency. Like awesome. Really cool.
Yeah. Did you also hear that Donald Trump wanted O.J. Simpson on The Celebrity Apprentice?
Oh my God.
And NBC went totally crazy. Okay, wow. That's what the headline says.
Yeah.
But that's another story with O.J., you know?
Oh, yeah.
Destroyed his life completely.
Yeah.
And it's self-destruction, you know? And
brutally murdered people.
Right, you know? And the thing is, you knew he wasn't going to get away with it.
Somehow he wasn't.
Yeah, because if that's his way...
He'll do it again, yeah.
Exactly.
Totally.
He'll do shit, you know? Yeah. And he did.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's in jail.
Yeah. No, he's a disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And he had anger issues that remind me of, and I'm not saying Donald Trump is a murderer. I'm saying it remind me of when he got wound up. Like, I watched that whole documentary series on the OJ versus America, United States. And, a drama doc. But he, when he got wound up, you hear in the tapes, he would go crazy with rage. Mm. Oh, sorry. And that's exactly kind of what you see, like, when Hillary had a bunch of psychologists beforehand talk how to get him mad. Because if you get Trump mad, he'll go unglued.
That's true.
So they have the same modus operandi of like, mm-hmm. if you can get them like pissed off, you've won the argument because they'll go crazy. They'll go nuclear.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's his weakness. That's Trump's weakness, you know?
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is a pro? Just say one nice thing right now. I will say one nice thing about him. Let me think.
No, you see, the thing is, look, I may not have nice things to say about him, but his policy resonates with me. Some things do.
Some of them, but some not if them. You really looked into his policy, I don't think you're that socially on the right. Mm. I feel like you're, I don't know. I understand financially conservative, anti-government. Yes, that's a very pure conservative's look at it.
Right. But also foreign policy.
Banning all Muslims.
Views. No, not banning
Muslims.
That was
Muslims.
Weird. I don't think that's good. But
The Mexican wall doesn't seem really normal to me.
Yeah, but I think he's concerned with immigration.
And I do,
sense,
but I think a lot of Republicans are concerned with immigration, but they don't have whack-brained ideas.
Yeah, that's true.
They might have better ideas that might be actual doable.
Yeah. I mean, when you go and you say, we're going to ban Muslims, you're going to destroy everything. And that's what he did, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
the thing is,
you can't get away with something like
this. No, and I don't know if he knows history. He went to Wharton, and apparently he's very smart. But America was based on people leaving England because of religious treachery. Yeah, persecution.
Right?
So, like, why would you think that's okay to say in America? Like, 200 years later, let's ban a religion. That's exactly why we came here. Not too long ago.
Yeah, but it's also a religion that is involved with a lot of terrorism.
Well, and part of the religion, become, not every Muslim.
Okay, but not every Muslim. Right. That's true, you know, and that's why you can't ban all of them. But you can see the fear, you know. The thing is, just like they say, not every Muslim is a terrorist, but every terrorist pretty much is a Muslim.
That's not true, though.
Tell me, you have a ton of white
loner males that are very angry when you have the domestic terrorism, and they're all white loner males in their teens, and they've written notes. Columbine, the guy from Charlotte, the shooting in the church. These guys are like the guy in the Aurora movie theater. These are all the same white loner males.
Right, but you choose to focus on one thing, whereas terrorism is widespread around the world. I mean, every flashpoint involves Islam in one way or another. And that's the thing. So you can understand the fear, you know. I mean, let me tell you this. Okay, do the math. There's 1.5 billion Muslims in the world, right? Let's say that only 1% hate the West, which is very low. Okay, but let's say only 1%. How many people is that? 1.5 million? I think that's enough people to really worry.
But that's like the most generalization statement you could ever make. Because if you hate the West, not everyone would go blow something up. You can have opinions and be like a human being.
No, but the West has a religion where you have millions of people that want to destroy us. And how many people does it take, really? I mean, we don't need that many. But when it's such a threat, it's war. I mean, to me, I'm looking at terrorism as war. And in wartime, you do drastic things.
I understand that, but I think that's a sect of Islam that's a radical sect that is not the majority. I mean, Islam,
but it's not just one sect, Tori. Let me give you the names, okay? We have Hamas, we have ISIS, we have Al Qaeda, we have Boko Haram, Taliban. All these, and they don't all agree with each other, and they don't all. And then we have the Iranian regime who finances all this terrorism and stuff, and you better believe that. And because they want to reach their tentacles everywhere, especially in the Middle East.
No, I don't disagree that any radical Islam that is engaged in violence, there is a huge uprising in the world of that. That is what we are at war with. I completely understand that. But that Islam does not promote, it doesn't condone, it doesn't act on violence, so it is hard to separate the two, but as a decent human being you must.
Okay, well, that was an inaccurate statement, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to refer you to some books where you're going to see that that's not the case at all.
Okay.
You know, I think I've read some parts of the Quran. And you'd be amazed at some of the things that are there. Infidels.
And you'd be amazed at the Bible and some stuff that they say in the Bible.
Right, but nobody practices that today. You know what I'm saying? Nobody says go and kill people. And the Bible says if someone gets up to kill you, go and kill them first. But that they don't say if somebody's not Jewish or not Christian, go out and kill them.
I think we should
or enslave them.
I would love to have a Muslim, you know, professor of the academia on to ask about this question. Because it's a valid question.
But it would still be their opinion.
But it's a valid question. Read
some books. Like there's a good book called The Infidels. There's actually a series of books called The Infidels Guide to one is ISIS and one is the Quran. And you should check it out and see, you know, I mean.
But don't you think any religion can use their text in a radical way to promote violence? And I do hear you that.
But
it's
the other
all
religions
is
a, don't.
But they have. They have Christian crusades in the past. It's just right now.
An ancient world.
I know, but right
now
I hear you. I'm just saying you can't then generalize an entire people.
Well, but let me put it this way, okay? Jews were never war people, okay? So we're talking about Christians and the crusades and everything, okay?
But Jews
now, that happened a long time ago, and it was a religious world, you know?
Yeah, but this is a religious war, too. It's a jihad.
No, world. I mean, religions were fighting each other all the time. Now you don't really see that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you kind of do in Iraq. You have the Shiites and the Sunnis. You have religious.
Right, among Muslims. That's what I'm saying, you know? But Christians and Jews don't go around killing people, Buddhists.
But you had the Inquisition. I know it's a different time, but you had the Inquisition. Where Christians did do that and burn people.
Exactly.
I don't think Jews were big enough and large enough to take over like the Christians, but
no,
you do
but,
have
but that's
a history
not
of
it.
Violence.
It's because Jews were never, I mean, it's not preached in the religion. People don't in Judaism there's no like forcing people to convert. In fact, it's just the opposite. They make it so difficult to convert to Judaism because they want you to appreciate the religion. So, and again, I'm saying with the Crusades, it was a different world.
But see,
all religions were guilty.
I think any radical religious group that has a jihad or a Christian crusade, it's all been out throughout our history. Just right now, we're dealing with the radical Islam terrorists. And I do hear that, but I also think you can't say all Christians were bad because there were Christian crusades.
No, but what I'm saying is Islam was spread by the sword, and you can look at history. So it's not just
so is
now,
Christianity.
But no.
I disagree with that.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But
you don't think Christianity was spread by violence?
Christianity by violence.
There was some coercion.
There was periods of coercion.
What about the Inquisition?
But again, that's not like... Okay, when you go in the Quran, from the beginning, let me give you a little background story, okay? They started in the desert. Muhammad had his band of people. You want to call them thugs, whatever you want to call them. But they went around and from village to village and pillaged and converted people. And if they wouldn't convert, they would die. And
that sounds like Christopher Columbus with anyone that wouldn't convert to like Christianity. It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. I don't know enough about Columbus, but I didn't see that type of...
You like with Indians, because they wouldn't convert to Christianity, they would hang them and burn them and rip out their hands. I mean, that's, you know, about the atrocities of the people. When Christians came to the U.S. and it was the natives, they did the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, all these things, again, you're bringing up ancient things. I don't know about the ancient world. I can tell you now, that, and no, I mean, we were talking about the ancient world, so I'll go back to that. But you know what we'll do? Let's do this. I'm going to make the footwork. I'm going to do the footwork, and I'll bring some stuff that I'll recite from the Quran, and you tell me what you think about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's a very intolerant religion, and you'll see by the books that they go by. Now, if they don't, if you tell me a Muslim is not a hater and not this, I accept that. But then, by their religion, they would be a Muslim. A real Muslim, because if they are, then they would go by the Quran and Sharia law. So what about all the Muslims that live here and they don't live by Sharia law? Are they considered Muslims by their brothers?
I think we should have a person of the Muslim faith on, because I can't answer these questions
right
correctly.
But they would have to know
before,
you know, just being a Muslim is not enough.
No, I'm saying a Muslim professor of academia, someone who knows the background in the Quran that can answer these questions properly.
Okay, but we can answer them ourselves.
No, I'm not. I don't have the background in Muslim.
I'll bring you a
But you don't either.
No, but
those
I've
are biased read. Books.
Biased books?
Yeah, those are books that have a certain theme to them. I want a neutral party.
Okay. All right. So would the Quran be neutral for you?
No, I want a person of Muslim background that can tell us the history and
but
the reasoning.
But if you can read words in the Quran, why do you have to have someone interpret it for you?
Because I can read the Bible and tell you it's very vicious with an angry God, but if I have a Christian professor, he's going to explain it to me.
An angry God, maybe, but you know, you're not seeing Jewish people. Well, even in the New Testament, you don't really hear about massacres and things like that.
That's not true at all. No.
No, okay. So, okay. Well, I don't know much about the New Testament, but I do know about the Bible. I do admit there was a lot of war, but those were ancient times. And, you know, in modern times, I don't recall Judaism or Christianity. Let's say in the past 100, 200 years, persecution. Like on this kind of large scale. But then again, okay, you're right. We're not history teachers. We don't know the reality. So we're giving you each one what we know. And unfortunately, a lot of things I read I don't remember. So I have to bring the book again with me. But that's okay. That's the result of reading so much. You mm-hmm. know, you don't remember what you read anymore.
But you have to be careful. Some books are more liberal. Some books are a little bit more biased. I think a neutral person or maybe two that have both sides would be more interesting than just bringing a book that you've read that has the background that you're believing in. I'd rather have a neutral party debate, maybe two people, and see what we can get.
Right. And okay. So I agree with that. But all I'm saying is, I do recommend that people do some research on this and find good things about Islam. I would love to see that.
Islam
I would
is
really love to see that. You know?
I mean, I'm not going to convince you that it's a peaceful
but look,
religion.
Look, I want to tell you the reality is if I meet a Muslim person here in America, okay, and we talk, we can befriend each other, I have no problems with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not individual people, it's the religion itself and what it preaches. So, and luckily in the States, and that's what I like about it here, is that people that would be enemies at home can be here and talk to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to say a radical part of Islam is a lot of this, but the gross majority of Muslims are not violent, and that's just eluded most people who have your beliefs.
Right. No, I didn't say most of them are, but what I'm saying is that their Bible, well, I don't know how many. We don't know how many, right?
We do know that the majority aren't violent terrorists.
Okay, but sometimes we have to look at the religion as a whole, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they say religion of peace, and we're saying people bombed all the time.
But if you're trying to say to me, because you see bombs, because that's what the technology and weaponry is, that Islam is more violent in its Quran than Christianity in its Bible. The Bible is extremely violent. And it's just, you're negating the idea that maybe we had swords and it wasn't as bombing, but nowadays we have that. And I would argue that the Quran is I hear that it's violent, but I also know the Bible is extremely violent. So you have to be careful what you say about each religion.
Okay,
you can't generalize.
But do we have millions of people acting on the Bible by killing people?
We did
every day?
In the Crusades.
No, but now we're at war now.
I know, but throughout history, each religion has done this. So it's not as if this is like they're the worst. I'm
okay,
just
so but there was war, right?
Yeah,
there was war. Okay, but now we're not really fighting them, are we?
Well, we're trying.
Okay,
I think we're
so
trying
Trump
to.
Is trying by not letting. terrorists in, but he's doing it the wrong way.
But I don't think that's what you do in America.
Yeah, he's doing it the wrong way. Okay, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But okay. But we'll have to continue these discussions because I think they're important.
I do, too.
Because that's what everybody talks
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
You know?
And I think it's great that you have one side and I have the other. Yeah. I just feel bad if I don't know enough about the Quran to back up my defense. I'd love to have someone of the background. I think that'd be interesting to both of us.
Right.
So we should look. I'll do the footwork.
Okay. And I'll bring a Quran book.
Perfect.
One that translates it into English.
Perfect.
And then we'll see what's going on.
It'll be the best show ever.
Yeah, I know. I know, we'll kill each other here.
Sparks are flying.
Right. But, I don't know. I'm reading a lot of politics lately and history and stuff like that, but I don't know that I want to talk about it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like it depends.
Upsets you.
Like you said, it also depends who you read and, mm-hmm, you know, and things like that, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of bias in each media. The New York Times is definitely much more leftist, and I know that, but I go in knowing that. I'm not ignorant of the fact that I'm reading a biased newspaper.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's good. That's important.
I try to go to Fox and like watch for just to get the other point of view.
Right.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I watch.
Yeah. I know. I have CNN on all the time, you know, and they bring people from both sides and stuff. So it's pretty cool. But, I don't watch that much TV. I can't believe I'm paying $100 a month for friggin' cable that
I don't
watch.
That's the real crime.
And you know why it is? Look, I only have CNN on, right? So I discovered I could cut the cord from the cable company because there's there's software called Sling.
Mm-hmm.
And that one gives you a few TV channels, so $20 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they have CNN. So you can watch it through one of your, if you have like Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, or any one of those. Roku, probably, you can watch.
Remember Roku?
Yeah. Well, it's still around.
I know.
You know? But I don't know anybody that has
My parents, I think, have it. It's very a mom and dad to have Roku.
Yeah,
Like when I got the Zune right before iPod, I'm like, I got the Microsoft version.
Yeah, right.
No one thought that
the
was
cool.
The loser
one.
The loser one. Oh, my God. I was like, guys, I got the Zune. Everyone's like, get away from me. Okay.
But it was before the iPod came
out. It was. I should have waited a month, and then I would have been cool. Oh, it was dreadful.
Did you know it was coming out?
I'm sure. But I was like, what's Apple?
Yeah,
like,
what's iPod?
Right. And then I'm like, this Zune is way better. And it was this thick Walkman. Looking thing. I mean, it was so dreadful. Yikes.
I know. But, what was I saying? We were talking about the Zune and the and Roku and stuff. So
watching, yes.
Yeah, so the thing is, so you can watch it. You just get that app. It's called Sling, and it's $20. And then you don't need, they got like a few other channels like Disney, I think. And
so what happened? Why can't you do it?
Okay, because the program crashes all the time.
Oh, it's not
every time
good,
I turn it on, it's like,
sucks.
Yeah, I finally said, I can't deal with
no,
this
No, because you, especially if there's breaking news, and
yeah,
it's like,
right?
We can't handle this.
Right,
no, you
know?
can't.
So it's $20 that, plus you have to have basic cable, I think, in order to have the internet.
Why do you do what we do? We cut the cable.
Right.
We went to Best Buy. We bought a $30 old school rabbit ears.
Right.
And we watch ABC for free. NBC,
right.
Fox, all for free.
Right.
Oh, but you like your CNN.
I like CNN.
I
don't
see.
Know why.
No, I get it. Yeah. Oh, no, I get
no,
that.
No, but it's still, it's an expensive proposition, you know, because
we cut that cable, though, because we couldn't do that either. The $100 thing, we couldn't handle that.
Yeah, that's not...
Because we saw three channels.
It's worth it if you watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, exactly. But we binge on Netflix and then watch like two channels, so...
Right.
I really didn't want to spend it. So we cut the cable and
That's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think... Can you watch CNN on your phone, though, and then hit it to Apple TV?
So you probably can, but I don't think CNN does... live feed on the phone because it would compete with what they're doing on cable.
I
you know,
see.
So they
CNN.
Only have like yeah.
I
so
see. You have to watch programs,
events, or things like that. They would have it live, like a debate or something. Mm-hmm. They might have live on the internet, but not the other stuff.
Hmm.
And so none of the news channels other than CNN are on that Sling. And so I said, but great, it's a channel I'm watching. You know, $20 that, $20 for basic cable, so I'm paying $40. But then you add the internet and you get 100 anyway. So
yeah, it's true. They get you every time.
Doesn't matter how you look at it, you know.
They always
100.
Get you. Always $100. I feel like my phone bill is always $120. I'm like, really?
Yeah. Well, you're lucky. We have a few phones on ours, and you don't even want to know how much it is.
Oh, really? Okay, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, good. But $100 a month for phone is a lot of money.
I know, but
how,
like,
do you get to that?
It's my gig. What, I don't know. It's my thing, my deal, my contract. Really? My husband got grandfathered in.
But is that two phones?
No.
That's for one phone?
Yes.
Isn't that supposed to be like 40, 50 bucks?
No, I mean, I have like a really high data plan, I think.
Really?
It's called. My husband got grandfathered in, so he's unlimited data for the same price every year. And I'm like, oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah, that was nice.
But
yeah,
I don't have that. I don't have that. Yeah. I mean, maybe I need to check on my phone plan.
Do you like stream a lot of music?
No,
or
I
video?
Don't stream a lot. It's just I need... I don't know. Now I'm feeling... I think it's like memory. I'm so confused by those data plans, but I think it's the right one for me.
Okay.
Now I got to go research.
Yeah, bring it
up. Okay,
I'll bring it in.
I'll
so we can take a look at it. Maybe you have more than you need. You
know? I'm like calling 8 million people in Rwanda.
I know. I mean, because the basic rate is 30, 40 bucks, and then they add a couple of, you know, I don't know, all the taxes and everything.
I know. I got to check into this.
It can be 50 bucks, but it's
something's
not
gone wrong. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, well,
phones and...
So what else is going on? Trump is suing the New York Times, and the New York Times wrote a nice letter back and said, we hope, we can't wait for the court to set it straight. And this poor little Nebushi, you don't know Nebushi, it means like, what is it, little nerdy guy who is the New York Times lawyer, wrote this letter, and it's gone viral, this cute little guy. So when you look into the New York Times letter, it's very funny and very well written. Yeah.
It's a public open letter.
Yeah, it's a public open letter, and it's like, it just, Trump said he's going to sue them, and he wrote like a mic drop response. On it's a good legal response, and this poor little Nebushi guy is becoming so famous. Good for that lawyer. Good job, buddy. David McCraw, I think. Yeah, something like that.
Right.
Yeah, David McCraw. He's like assistant counsel for New York Times, and he's like super famous now. So good job, buddy.
Yeah. And now they're also releasing tapes of Trump being on the Howard Stern show. And I knew this would come out because I remember when he used to call into the show a lot.
Because he used to watch, right? Or listen, I mean.
Listen,
yeah.
I still do sometimes.
Yeah,
I just
too.
Don't have time in the car, and I prefer to listen to music these days. Mm-hmm. But I do listen to Howard Stern still. But at the time, I was listening every day. And, you know, Trump would call in a lot and said a lot of crazy shit. And now they're saying that in 2004, he said about Lindsay Lohan, deeply troubled women are always the best in bed.
Oh, man, he gets better and better.
He gets better,
Trump.
Right? So
I wonder how Ivanka feels. Like, I just wish I could be in her brain for 1 second.
Yeah.
She seems like a normal human being. And I wonder if she's just like, fuck me, I'm out.
Yeah. And Melania, too, right?
I don't know if she's a normal human being. I hope she is. I don't know anything about her.
I know.
They won't show her. She's just hidden from view. I don't know.
I know.
Melania. She did wear a... did you see what she wore to the debate?
Yeah, that pussy.
Yeah.
Was, what they call it?
It's from
pussy
Gucci,
bow?
And it was called the pussy bow. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you stepping in this shit? He literally said, grab him by the pussy 48 hours ago, and you're wearing the pussy bow shirt from Gucci.
She probably didn't even know they called
it that. I hope she did,
because,
man, that's sad her too, man. The pussy bow shirt. Oh, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, what can I tell you, man? Yeah. I mean, there's so many... I mean, everything I'm looking at is stories about him.
There's one where she was really pregnant, and they put her in a reporter was getting a tour of the house, and Melania was pregnant with Baron. She goes to lay down, and he tells her, I got to show you this one other room, and then sticks his tongue down her throat. That's just classy, man. It's classy material. I mean, Melania, if I were you, I would get the fuck out of there, wouldn't you?
Because let's say wanted to get in the first
but
place.
But imagine he loses. I mean, her reputation has gone down off the cliff with
but
him.
But she probably doesn't care. You know,
she's got
Donald Trump. Look, I mean,
guess you're right. I guess you think it's just money.
Half his age, I think it's money and fame. Yeah,
but I'd want like a good reputation. She's going to be yelled and jeered at in the streets. Mm. I would get out of there. Yeah, find someone else rich.
I don't know that she walks on the streets alone anymore.
That's true. She walks in like the limos take her from here to there.
I know. But how long have they been married? Do you know, 10 years or something? Maybe
I don't know. Not long enough. I don't know.
Not
get out of there.
Not that long. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he likes women, but he should keep his mouth shut, you know?
So bad.
I mean, what the hell?
The thing with Nancy O'Dell, he's like, she was married. Well, he was married, too, on the bus. Right. He was 8 months married, just married to Melania, when he was like, I made a move on her like a bitch. He was married at the time. This guy.
Well, I don't even talk like that.
I know. Mean, I was like, Sam, do you people, even talk like that?
I hear people talk like that. But
you, I mean, it's even weird for you.
No, I don't talk like that.
But, I also couldn't understand what move in like a bitch means.
Yeah.
Like, is he a bitch moving? Like, what does he mean by that?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know, man. I mean, and you know how I told you that I sort of lost him in the first 5 minutes of the debate when he was asked about being a role model and he started talking about ISIS.
Yeah.
Right? So now Mike Pence did the same thing.
Yeah, 11-year-old.
And an 11-year-old girl asked him about body image.
Yeah, said, I feel bad about myself because of this president.
Right.
What did his response? Do you hear what he said?
Yeah.
He will make this country prosperous again. Fuck you, dude. There's an 11-year-old with a body image disorder.
Right. And then he went into the foreign policy and terrorists and all that stuff. So obviously they don't have an answer for that, you know? Just,
someone should get on the board with that.
Right.
What do you tell an 11-year-old? I mean, that's dreadful.
I know. I have to wonder about the people that work with Trump. What do they think?
I don't think he allows Pence himself.
Right.
Right. I'm like, I want to be in Ivanka's brain and Mike Pence's because he's a deeply... Although I disagree with him on everything to gay rights to pro-life, he's a deeply Christian man. Mm. So for him, this cannot be easy.
I mean,
he is a morally strict man. So this, he must feel like shit.
And Trump's campaign manager is a woman, too.
Oh, poor Kellyanne Conway. Yeah, she just looks ridiculous. And then she goes in the air and says, we should stop pussyfooting around the issue. Why do they keep bringing up the pussy? Drop the pussy. And someone was like, that's a good turn of words is Abraham Lincoln saying, I need another hole in the head. It's like, why are you bringing it up again? But I feel bad for her immensely. She can't be proud of herself. And this,
well, maybe she is.
She said, I condemn these words. Of course I do. Just like Melania. They're unforgivable. They're unacceptable. But she has to do her job. I just feel really bad for her.
Yeah, they have to. It's like a lawyer having to cover for
just a rapist or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They all deserve a lawyer, but you feel bad for that lawyer, you know? Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what else is going on, man? I'm trying to think with that. Any news with that Janet Jackson?
No, I got nothing.
Child? No, huh?
Nope, that went away.
Because people are writing about it, that she already had a daughter or something from... And this is not a first pregnancy.
Why do we care about that, though?
I don't. Okay. I just had something.
Oh, nothing Trump. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, I'm like interested. I'm like, was that? I kind of thought Janet Jackson had a kid. I guess I don't. She's very private. I don't know a lot about her.
Yeah, I know. But at 50, man.
That's crazy. I know something that's interesting. The Soylent people, you know, the people that make the bars and the drinks, Soylent?
Yes.
It's like a shake and a smoothie. So a bunch of people have been falling violently ill after eating their Soylent bars.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
what did they put on them?
So
you know?
Apparently they tested it. The Soylent people did all this stuff and there's no problem. And they're vomiting. They're having diarrhea. I mean, it's terrible. Right. So they're now advocating to put down the bars and not eat it. But their response is... A bunch of us tried it. They tweeted this. A bunch of the people at Soylent tried the bars and we didn't get sick. I'm like, that's not a good response.
Whoa.
You should come up with something better.
Yeah, you know. I mean,
he's like, we tried it and we're good. But yeah, like a 14 or something people got violently ill. So be careful if you have a Soylent.
I never even heard of it.
It's not. It doesn't seem appealing to me. It's almost just like nutrients packed in a bar.
Oh, really?
And there is a Soylent as people. There was like a movie about it, but it doesn't look good to me. My friend was on it for a little bit, and it's just like pure nutrient. It's like gruel mixed into like a bar.
Wow.
Yummy.
Yeah. There was a movie called Soylent Green, but that
yeah,
was totally
Soylent as people.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
I know. Any new movies that are worth seeing?
You know, I was.
Is Inferno coming out?
God. I love those books, but man,
the movies you don't like?
Movies.
Really?
And I love Tom Hanks at the end of the world, but those posters, they're him and another girl running.
They're always running. But all the action movies, they're always running.
True.
I mean,
but it's just the same shot of Tom Hanks. They were like, can we use the same one as last time? Yeah, go ahead. Use it as last time. I mean, he phones it in a bit on these.
Right.
You got to be honest.
But you got to also admit that the books are similar to each other, too.
The books
are so,
but I love the books.
I know, me too.
Beach reads, they're great. They're simple, they're dumb, they're wonderful.
Great, you know, and you know, but it is a Steven Spielberg movie, right? Or was the first one?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I think the first one was. I don't know about now.
Okay.
Maybe it was just a producer or something?
Yeah, let's just... his name was on there somewhere.
Yeah.
No, it was not. They're not the best, you know, Oscar-worthy performances, but they're fun. They're stupid and fun. I do want to see Sully. If anyone's seen it, let me know. I didn't see it in the theaters.
You think it was good?
Yeah, it got okay reviews, and it did pretty well. And, I mean, I love Tom Hanks on the big screen, and I missed it.
Yeah. It's actually Ron Howard. I was so far off.
Oh,
yeah, but I knew it's one of my favorite directors.
Yeah, Ron Howard. Howard did, sorry, I'm going back to Trump, but he did the debate. He did the Arrested Development narrator and did fact-checking. He's like, anyway, if you know Arrested Development, there's a narrator and it's Ron Howard's voice. So he did a debate version of it. So go check it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it funny?
It's his voice. Yeah, it's very funny. but yeah, no, yeah, I mean, I think even Ron Howard couldn't say, I don't know, those movies aren't phenomenal, but they're fun to watch. I just wouldn't pay $25, $15 to go see it in a theater. That's my only thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to Netflix.
$15 is just for one ticket.
Remember,
right? You go with somebody, it's $30.
It gets up to like almost $50 with the amount of food I like, right, and my concessions.
I mean, popcorn and a Coke, $15.
And
I mean,
need my Raisinets and my Sour Patch.
Right.
I gotta have the mix of salt and sweet.
Right.
I can't afford it.
We get that that's how they make their money, but it's still ridiculous.
I can't afford it. I can't. And that's why, to be honest, I didn't see Sully.
Yeah.
Because I'll watch it in like a month on my, I'll rent it on whatever, Hulu or whatever it comes out on.
Right.
I don't want to spend like $50.
So why don't you get your goodies before you go in? I mean, it's not like something that you can't carry like popcorn, but if you get your candy
stick
and
stuff.
Stick
it in the bra.
Or in your purse. I mean, they're not going to search your purse for food. Come on.
No, you're right. Yeah. I guess I like the feeling of getting the candy at the... Right? There's something nostalgic
it
about
is.
It.
Yeah. I mean, I would take popcorn from home, but I can't.
No, I used to go in and eat like McDonald's, but then it would smell up the whole joint and people were like, stop the wrapper. But man, it is too expensive. It's also I have to get out of bed and go all the way. I have to put on clothes. So much to do for a movie.
That's true,
parking,
right?
Parking, validation.
I know. And then you go with somebody and you guys don't really socialize.
Right, because it's just sitting in the dark.
Movie.
Right.
So you might as well stay home and watch a video.
And it's always a little too cold and someone tall has just sat in front of me. And every single time.
Really?
With a hat. Like with an Abraham Lincoln like top hat. So, I mean, I just can't. I just can't. I'd spend the money on theater, going to live theater, but I can't do it on
film.
I can't.
Wow.
I want to.
Yeah. I know. Sometimes I do, but not so much anymore, really.
The Rogue One trailer came out, though, and it looks dope. So I'll go see, like, Star Wars. I'll go see that in the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really
good. Yeah, some movies you should see in the theater.
Yeah, like Jurassic Park, I was not allowed to see in the theater because my sister told my mom I'd be too scared and have nightmares, and I regretted it the rest of my life.
Really?
This was a movie to see in the fucking theater.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me watch it at home on a gray tube TV.
Uh-huh.
I missed it. So Jurassic Park was one, like, you got to see it big, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, some of these blockbusters, definitely, you need to see them big.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even watch videos. You know what I have been watching? Because I never say, I saw the film last night. With me, it's, you know what I'm watching now.
Right.
It's an ongoing
that
thing.
That stops every 20 minutes.
Right.
Exactly.
So it's called, I think, Sicario or something.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. Yeah, Benicio del Toro.
And Emily Blunt that we were talking about the other day. And an amazing, amazing film. You guys should really see it. It's very violent.
I liked it too. Yeah.
Very violent. But then again, all the movies are violent these days, you know, it seems.
Yeah.
But it's good. It shows you how really the narcotics world works, you know?
And that's violent.
Very violent.
Yeah. I want to watch Narcos, which is on Pablo Escobar.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's really, really good. So that's another one if you want to start binging on the drug war.
Yeah.
It's called Narcos. It's really, really popular.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, and that's based on the real guy, right?
Yeah, the guy plays Pablo Escobar. And side note, apparently his sweaters are become quite the thing.
Really?
I guess it was in the 80s, but Pablo Escobar wore some interesting sweaters. And the fashion of that show has its own Instagram and everything. So it's all about the sweaters.
Wow.
So take a look.
How interesting is
that? Yeah, but the guy who plays Pablo Escobar is excellent. Excellent. So check it out.
What's his name? Do you know?
You know, you were going to ask me this. I don't
know.
Okay. Now I feel like a real jerk.
No, because it's probably an unknown, right?
Yeah, and he was in a couple things, but this was the big coming out, and I feel terrible for not knowing. But very, very good sweater wearer and actor.
Yeah. That's okay, though. You're not a cheater. You don't bring a computer with you and look
it up.
That's
true.
If you don't know, you don't know.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I would watch it. Yeah. actor. I'm going to look this up.
All right. Finally, I guess we can talk about the world's best new cruise ships.
Oh, Wagner Moura. I apologize for not knowing
Wagner
your name.
Wagner Moura. There you go. You were able to find it.
I was. Thank you, everyone.
No computer, but she has
a little cell phone. It might be pronounced Wagner, but I don't think it's. It's Wagner. Yeah, Wagner, I'm sure.
Wagner?
Yeah.
Not Wagner?
I hope not. That'd be weird.
Yeah. So cruise lines, we were talking several times. We've talked about cruises and how much we love them here.
We do.
So the best cruise lines, Carnival.
Okay.
And then Princess, I guess, and Disney.
Disney has I've heard, the best.
Right. So
even
they
if you're
each
not a
got
Disney
a,
person.
An award for something. So Disney got it for family and fun and things like that.
Did Carnival get it for seasickness? Like one where everyone's vomiting?
But they have an onboard water park, the new ship called Carnival Vista.
Do you know how many germs are in that water park?
That's true, right?
Disgusting. I do like a cruise, though. It's just a lot of people don't. They think it's a lot of people have cruise sickness, which is a real thing where it spreads. And people have, you saw the famous one where they all had to dock and they were pooping in the stall.
God,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was dreadful. So people always think you're going to get sick. God, I'll take a cruise any day.
Yeah, I know.
Getting sick or not, I'm on the high seas.
Yeah. So, I mean, so this new one has 14 restaurants.
Oh, Jesus.
And a brewery.
My
so
God.
The cruise line won the Best Value for Money award. That's Carnival.
Okay, Carnival.
Yeah.
Good for budget-minded people.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you're getting the best ship, too. So there you go, you know.
There you go.
Probably the biggest, maybe one of the biggest ones.
I think I went on Royal something. Horizon something? I don't remember. But it was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was from Florida, was it?
No, this was when I was in D.C. and we did the Caribbean. We did
right,
a whole thing,
so,
yeah.
But did you have
Oh, yeah, we
from
left
Florida?
From Florida. Yeah, I think I was like 10. Man, I had the best time.
Yeah. As kids, yeah. Kids had the best time.
Yeah, St. Thomas. Yeah, it was the best.
Yeah, that's funny. All right. Well, everybody, thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for many more shows today and every day. And so that's it, Tori. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir.
Thank you.
Don't party too hard.
Yeah, right. Me. Maybe I'll go and scout for some camping grounds or something.
Oh, I think you should get involved in that.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe go on and just look best camping equipment.
Yeah, well, the equipment is easy.
It's like the ground. Oh, I see. Gotcha.
So I think I'm going to go to, they say, Leo Carrillo Beach.
That's where I take my dogs.
Really?
They have great camping.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me.
Yeah, great.
So I'll check that out.
It's not too crowded, and the tar on the beach is not too much.
Yeah, right? And it's not too far from here
either,
right?
It's like a good hour, maybe an hour and a half, but it's really reasonable.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So now I just need to find someone who's also brave enough to go
Ladies, call in.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.